Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Yeah. Time to get after it. New Pinball Land logo. Thank you, Stevie, for the suggestion. And welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast. A daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. If you're thinking about a Yamaha golf cart, I guess they're all the rage now. You need to go to Impact Power Sports in Rockford, Michigan. You can find them online, impactpowersportsmi.com. Custom Yamaha golf cart for you. Fortunately, we have a short show today because I have to go to the doctor for a urology appointment. This is to check on my enlarged prostate, which has been affecting me for many, many years. To a point not that long ago, year and a half ago, that I needed medical care. Now they've said to me, easy, it is a benign, I forgot what it is called, benign prostate something, BP something, I don't know. And it messes me up. So I'm on medicine to help with that, and I don't know. But anyway, I had some friends of mine who have had a couple of procedures done that I am going to mention to them that may alleviate my symptoms. My symptoms are managed by prescription medicine, but they have outrageously horrible side effects. These medicines, most notably, have destroyed, like, my libido. That's it. Benign prostatic hyperplasia, says Peach Doobie, who is a brand new follower on Twitch. Thank you for that. I saw that. Already making an impact by joining the chat, jumping right in. That is very much appreciated. So, I mean, it isn't like gone, but I mean, up until that point, I was a house of fire. I'd be chasing Pooh Bear around the house like a madman, you know? And now I've lost my fastball. I've only got a cutter and a change. So that's rough. I mean, who knows what Pooh Bear, if she doesn't get the attention that she deserves, what would happen? Now, I don't think anything, ultimately. She's fantastic, and she just loves me to death. But, I mean, you got to keep your Pooh Bear happy. This is very, very important. Not to mention, the medicine also. By the way, Nick says a cutter is a fastball. I don't know. That's a bad baseball reference. Shut up. It also has affected me in other ways because I have a defective yogurt cannon now. So in addition to decreased libido, the actual yogurt cannon is, it doesn't work. I mean, boners are still a thing, but actually dispensing yogurt out of the yogurt cannon, no longer possible because of this medicine. So anyway, these two pals of mine have both had different procedures done. One is called aqua ablation, where they actually take a device and put it up your penis hole. And I guess it's kind of like they widen things out with high pressure water, which sounds ridiculous. Can you imagine if you accidentally turned it on too high and it blew out the side of your crank? Like Mount St. Helens. Yeah, Adam says that sounds painful. I agree, it does. But my old pal Terry Marshall says it works. And all these people that are giving me these tips are like in their 70s. I'm 54. The other one is called UroLift, where I think they go through your keister. And through some mechanism, I think it's kind of like, you know how that thing that they pump on the blood pressure cuff? That black thing? They use that to like kind of lift the prostate off of the bladder. I'm going to mention it to this, physician's assistant. Her name is Lauren. And she was fed up with me the last time because I was kind of like dancing around the things I wanted to say because I was kind of embarrassed. This 32-year-old cutie in front of me saying, all right, so tell me how it's going. And I'm like, oh, God. Why am I having such a hard time explaining this to this chick? I mean, I have no problem explaining it to you, probably because I can't see you. But I'm like, oh, God. And then she's like, just explain it in the frankest terms possible. How's the medicine treating you? And I'm thinking to myself, you know the answer. And I go, well, I can't jizz. And I don't chase Pooh Bear around like I used to. Well, the only other alternative, Eric, is to yank your prostate out of your body. I go, I don't want to go under the knife. I don't want to do that. Jeremy says, I could not imagine getting finger banged in a clinical setting by a woman and having to maintain some sort of professionalism. That's because you're a child. These are professionals who they've seen it all, you know? And typically, when they're investigating in the way you just described, it's with somebody who's disgusting. And I am not. I am clean. I'm incredibly good looking. I can only imagine that I'm doing, it's like a vacation when these people have to investigate my keister. Compared to the slobs that are probably in that place on a regular basis. Nick says penis doctors should be old men exclusively. Cole is here. He says just player the podcast. The suggestion, easy, you cannot be a swinger with a broke yogurt cannon. I have no intention of being a swinger. This is another example of you morons taking something that happened that I talked about on the show, and you just choosing your own ending. That is not in the cards, nor would I want it to be. And I do have an update on that. The audience member in the chat, known as Piano Finger Banger, which that name exists because this person plays piano, sent to me that email saying, hey, my significant other called you a silver fox. And I informed her that you're married. And she said, oh, yeah, what does the wife look like? Piano Finger Banger informed the significant other about Pooh Bear and said, yeah, she's a little feisty redhead with big cans. And whoever this chick is said, yeah, let's invite her. She can join. And, oh, my God. So the update goes like this because I talked about it on the show and I was like, hey, send me a picture of what she looks like. I'm just curious. Piano Finger Banger has responded and says, what did he say? God damn it. I'm not sending you a picture, which is probably best. That was weird for even me to suggest that. But how it is in my brain is curiosity. What person is looking at my old bones and saying, that's a handsome devil? Now, in my heart of hearts, I know everybody says that. But you still want to see who. Because if, like, he sent me a pic and she's a total bow wow, I'm like, oh, fuck, great. But if she's a cutie patootie, I'm like, yeah, all right. Fuck yeah, I got it, man. You know, that's as far as it goes. Piano Finger Banger writes, LOL, I'm not sending you a picture of her, but she's a fit brunette, half the age of the chicks that you're into, 35. Also, maybe I'm dumb, but I cannot figure out how you uncovered my username. Are you David Blaine or some shit? It's true. I finger bang pianos and the occasional bachelorette in Nashville, Tennessee, when I was single. In fact, I've played with your pals and Waylon a few times. Good guys. I wrote, LOL, I know everything. And that's awesome that you played with Waylon. He says, dude, don't blue ball me. Yeah, man, love the Waylon guys. I haven't talked to them in a while. I should hit up Mitch. Last I heard, they were doing a bunch of shows as a duo now. Yeah, I think they've become like Simon and Garfunkel. And so, yeah, this person, it's very easy for me to track this type of thing down. I have so many things at my disposal to find out who is who. Like, if any of you are in the chat, I know who you are. Like, how could that be? It's simple. It's so simple. So anyway, I have to be driving out of this facility, my home, at 10:15. You're getting a short show. I didn't even realize that until about 30 minutes ago when I looked at my schedule and I go, what does the day hold for me? I know I have an appointment at the urologist. And I'm thinking 3, 4 p.m. Why in the world I would make it at 10:45 is beyond me. I have no idea why I did that 1 year ago when I scheduled that. My apologies. Now, I could come back and, you know, do more show after that. But it's Friday. I have an update. Sort of, on our pal Kelly Cheese. As Eric Zane Show podcast internet sleuths have tipped me off about more information about Kelly. Now, I went, this is what I did in my investigation of Kelly Cheese. I went back and watched the Wednesday show. And when they were near, well, just a portion of it, when they were nearing the point near the end of the show, she takes off her headphones, has a nice, just looks like some type of conversation, gathers her things, backpack over the arm, walks out. So she obviously, this is a I think a planned thing. And my theory now is she had to run. This is my latest theory. She had to run to be with a loved one who was under the weather. That is my prediction. I don't think it's anything to worry about. And frankly, that's good. That's good not only for us and for my growing relationship with Kelly, and also for the show. We want that show to be firing on all cylinders. All right? And honestly, though, if she did leave, if she did have a job interview, which I really don't believe that, then we would have like the Kelly Cheese show to who are these Kelly Cheesies and who are these free beers? Chris says that Greg indicated that hopefully she'll be back Monday. So that tracks. Yeah. Okay. Well, with the word hopefully, that means it's open-ended. They don't know. I'm guessing something like that might have happened. I hope that there's nothing wrong. You wouldn't want anything. I would never want anything bad to happen to Kelly Cheese, ever. Okay? And the only one, like if I talk about Greg, like most things that happen to Greg, if they're bad, I like that. That makes me happy. All right?
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Maybe not all of the things. Like if Greg fell into a volcano, I would have to think long and hard about whether or not to post like the word karma on social media. Yeah, I'm not even sure. I would have to think long and hard. If Greg, if his plane crashed, I probably would only make one comment like, serves you right, asshole. And then I would back off. David says, if that is it, why didn't Freebeer say that instead of being mysterious about it? Who knows? Who knows? He's an idiot. They said, hopefully you would be back on Monday during... Adam says, and EZ... they said that hopefully you would be back on Monday during your final week of masturbation camp, too. No, I can promise you this is not a disciplinary issue because she left during the middle of the show. That is not the case. So I am here to quell all these nonsense rumors. One of the internet sleuths also tipped me off to this. Our gal pal, Kelly Cheese, posted to Instagram. Now, I don't have access to this because I think Kelly may have mistakenly blocked me. And that's weird. I mean, why would you block someone who's such a supporter? But I guess the neighbor has the dog. She's got this cute little poochie. And I think the dog's name is Muffin. And it looks like Dobby from Harry Potter. And so that's the dog on the deck there, the black puppy. That's a rescue, if I've ever seen one. And then the other dog looks like some type of beagle. That's the neighbor. They are watching the dog. And I'm pretty sure this is a sudden thing because, and if she were in some type of trouble, all right, or if she had a planned, job interview, I don't think she would be posting. She wouldn't be making a nice post like this. And so after I saw that, I go, I'll bet you that someone, that there's something that's, it's some type of like family thing that is going on right now. Somebody that she needs to be by their side. And that's outstanding. Now, that actually tracks, you know? So, Ryan is here. He says she blocked her number one fan. Yeah, I mean, it must have been a mistake. I don't believe that would be intentional. Cole says, if Freebeer falls into a volcano or has a plane crash, just post, is he okay? All right, I'm just going to get ahead of this. If Greg is in a plane crash, falls into a volcano, or gets eaten by a shark, I think it would be ridiculous of me to say anything nice about him. After all that has happened in the years, now to back a few years, it would be completely ridiculous and phony if I did that. So let's just say right now and agree that while some people would say nothing, if you don't have anything nice to say, say nothing at all. No. I won't do that. I am committed to saying something horrible. Okay? Just so I'm getting out in front of this now. If Greg winds up like that plane on a plane like that one in India, then by all means. There was a couple jokes about the plane crash in India. One was by our pal. Well, both of them were by our pal Nick in the arena. One of them was, since it was an Indian plane crash, a non-working Boeing 787. Now, there's a joke there, but not everybody is going to get that joke. Then there was another joke. Okay, a non-functioning aircraft was great. It flew right over all the non-cultured heads in the chat. And then he went with the headline, Poverty flight goes bonkers. Dirt people curry to rush in to save the victims. Jeremy says, judging solely on his luck and his career constantly failing upwards, he'd be the one survivor in a plane crash. Yeah, I wouldn't describe Greg as failing upwards. I would just describe him as meh. He hasn't done anything that would lead him to fail anything. Let's be honest here. There was a couple factors that led to the show being syndicated. The only one worth noting, though, of magnitude is me. All right. I've got to fucking talk about. God damn it. The idea of doing a podcast with Pooh Bear again being floated. this would be a Patreon-only podcast. Don't know about how often it would be, but I'm really being urged along by audience members to do a podcast with Pooh Bear. One more thing that I want to get into about our beloved pal, Kelly Cheese. Of course, doing my job yesterday, I promoted on social media the audio from yesterday's show, and it was very simple. Kelly Cheese, suddenly gone, no explanation. And you see this very nice, good-looking picture of Kelly Cheese holding the puppy dog. Easy's mole within Town Square Media checks in. And I focused on those two things. And then this person, Ian Ruster, says, talk about being salty, you were fired. Just can't let it go, huh? When you act like a dick, you get treated like a dick. And it's like, what are you talking about? Nobody's being a dick. This is someone who just takes the headline and assumes that, like, I'm being cruel and mean. I wouldn't dream of doing that with Kelly Cheese. Give me a break. I've always been her biggest supporter. Everybody knows that. Who's being salty? Anyway, I realize that this guy has no idea what he's talking about. He's just there to be a troll. So what do? I click on Ian's profile pic. This is how I roll. We've gone over this many, many times. I see he's promoting the No Kings mass protest June 14th. I guess that's a thing. So, okay, there's a cute little child. Okay, I think this is Ian. Not sure what that is. And then here's Ian with his wife. And it was this picture that I focused on. Because the way this worked out for me, after that attack, that blatant attack by Ian, I wrote, do you have to get new shocks on your vehicles on a monthly basis? And I left it there. I don't understand why these Free Beer and Hot Wings Show misfits always have to try to hurt me. My benevolence knows no bounds. My peacefulness is eternal. Yet, these slugs continue to try to hurt me and bring up the past and say awful things to me. Tyler says he needs XXXL LARPing equipment. Ryan says it's a shame they cannot realize that you cannot be hurt. Jeremy says, whoa, future fatathon participant. Tyler says, I love the profile pic attacks. Yeah, typically, that's all I need to do is look at the slob and then go from there. Again, though, the appearance of the audience always tracks with the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show audience. Again, LARPers, nerds. The unclean, disgusting souls that support that garbage show that is kept afloat literally by Kelly Cheese. My God. Gibbs knows best, says Wegovy, promo code Zane. Adam says, don't forget about The Blind. Yes, The Blind love that show. And basically people who look like mutants. All right. Thank you to my sponsors that make this show possible. First of all, I want to say to the folks who are watching on YouTube, Facebook, and TikTok, the rest of this show is on Twitch, twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Go there. And when you subscribe or you're following it, you don't have to go to Facebook or anything. You just go right to there. It lets you know when I've started the show. I've kind of like moved my main platform over there. You get the show in its entirety on Twitch, twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Do it right now. You can catch the rest of this show. As always, Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane, totally separate platform. Bonus content, no sponsors, supported by $5 and $10 a month audience members. And you can sign up for free to see how amazing it is at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Two new episodes last night, including Who Are These Freebeers Show number 57, the video live stream, and the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, which was absolutely ridiculously hilarious. All at patreon.com/Eric Zane, and sign up for 7 days free. This is a true 7-day trial, 7-day free trial. It's awesome because you just put in a credit card payment and you get the show for 7 days for free. At the end of the 7 days, if you don't cancel, that's when you get charged either $5 a month for audio or $10 a month for audio, video, live streams, Zoom participation, first crack at all new material. If you do happen to subscribe to Patreon, whether it be free or you're paying for it, do $10 a month. You get so much more. But if you're one to just listen to audio, I give you that option. If you sign up for 1 year on Patreon, I will take 10% off of the cost. What was $60 for all audio for a year? It's $54. What was $120 for a year of audio, video, live streams is $108. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. And finally, you can reach me via email, eric@ericzaneshow.com, on the Shore Liners Striping inbox. There you go. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.